Congress has left town for vacation after approving just enough money to fund the Children's Health Insurance Program, known as CHIP, through March. As KUER's Julia Ritchie reports, it's left many parents in Utah who depend on CHIP worried about what might be next.
Sonia Reynolds traveled from Pleasant Grove, Utah to Washington, D.C. this month to testify about CHIP and its importance to her family. Reynolds has 10 children, five of whom are on CHIP. Two of her kids suffer from Crohn's, an autoimmune disease that requires frequent, costly treatments.
So for us, having CHIP coverage, it's the only way that we can afford their treatment for them to stay alive.
While there, she says she couldn't get anyone from Senator Mike Lee's office to hear her testimony. Lee was also the only member of Utah's delegation to vote against the legislation that, among other things, extended CHIP. She was able to meet with Senator Orrin Hatch, who co-created the program. She said he was slightly more sympathetic, but she's frustrated with the lack of action in Congress. And she isn't alone. Nearly 20,000 children have CHIP coverage in Utah. Jesse Mandel is a senior policy analyst for the advocacy group Voices for Utah Children. She says the political brinksmanship is already having an effect.
We're hearing that some families might not even be enrolling their kids in CHIP coverage because they're concerned about the stability of the program. And so we're already starting to see the consequences of Congress's inaction here in Utah.
And state officials are baffled by the uncertainty, too.
Oh, my goodness. Why can't they reauthorize that? There's consensus across the board that CHIP should be reauthorized.
That's Kristen Cox, executive director of the Governor's Office of Management and Budget. She says the state has about $44 million in a restricted fund account that they would recommend tapping if funding ran out, but that would only last a few weeks. Ashley Smith, a mother of two in West Jordan, says Washington needs to get its priorities straight. Her two young sons are currently on Medicaid, but they use CHIP after they were born for preventative checkups.
It's unfortunate that there are some people who say people on the program are moochers, because the people on the program are children, and children, they don't get to choose where they're born into.
Current funding will dry up around March, giving parents like Sonia Reynolds a little more room to breathe, but not much. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.